Mind is brought to you in association with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Work and succeed together with IIL.
Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based in Geneva. Rebecca is speaking to us this month about the latency phase of child development. For more information, you can visit cabernetweber.net. So, Rebecca, what are the important developmental factors for kids aged between 5 and 8?
Yes, so this is considered the first phase of latency, and in this time of life, we are observing an increased physical distance from parents, and that's the first capacity to separate. So you always have to keep in mind, you know, where do baby humans come from, all of us? We come from a fused state in which we are 100% dependent on the caregiver's physical body as the environment which takes care of us and meets all of our fundamental needs, without which we cannot survive as a species. We begin there, and then we get into, hopefully, becoming an active member of society. The transition includes this capacity to separate. So a physical distance from parents on the one hand, and on the other hand, an increased capacity for self-satisfaction, which means the child can express curiosity and interest in activities and people outside of their home. And that could be school, extracurricular activities, games, sports. This is the key piece that we're looking for between the ages of 5 and
Okay, so what could stop children perhaps from attaining those developmental markers?
So there is an entire spectrum going from normal fears of rejection, abandonment, a fear that their parents will be unwell in their absence without them there at home with them, onto another end, which could be very pathological issues related to trauma, etc. So we ask the child, if you like, to be able to take with them that which their parents transmitted to them, which was positive, and be able to take it with them outside of the family home. We also are secondly asking that child to invest time and energy into learning. So if a child is not sufficiently at ease, they cannot, on the first hand, separate from their parents. And secondly, they won't be able to be within the pleasure of the curiosity of the learning process, which means that could be, for example, with issues with authority, they won't be able to tolerate the rules of the school, or issues of anxiety. They have no more brain space left to absorb information. Issues around abandonment and rejection, the child might be very preoccupied about a parent who's unwell, highly depressed, etc. So these are some of the issues that can get in the way.
So kids who have a school phobia don't manage to make that step then?
That's right. So we can look at school phobia or frozen thinking, if you like, as symptoms that are relative to this phase of latency with which a child and a family unit will benefit from a lot of collaboration with the school and perhaps external clinicians such as psychiatrists, psychotherapists, speech therapists, etc., that will mediate this transition from home to school, making it a safe place for a child to be able to kind of start to fly a little bit with their own wings. There has to be a back and forth. You go home, you go to school. You go back home, you go back to school. And there's a kind of bringing with and taking with that has to be quite mobile for the child to feel at ease.
Okay, Rebecca, thanks very much indeed. For more information, you can visit Rebecca's website, cabernetweber.net. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.
Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with IIL. Work and succeed together with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Find out more on IIL.ch.